After a six-year legal battle, the Melbourne sisters, who were allegedly abused by their former school principal, have welcomed an Israeli court order to extradite her to Australia. The Jerusalem District Court has ruled that Malka Leifer can be extradited to Victoria to face 74 charges of child sexual abuse. The 52-year-old is accused of sexually assaulting female students during her time as principal of the ultra-Orthodox Adas Israel School in Melbourne. Dassie Ehrlich is one of the alleged victims and she joins me now. Welcome back to RN Breakfast, Dassie.
Good morning, Norman.
What was your reaction when you heard the Jerusalem Court's ruling?
Well, I was with my sisters. We could not stop smiling. We were just so excited. This is a day that we've been waiting for so long. It felt like a dream sometimes, but to finally get here, we just kept pitching ourselves like this actually is happening.
Did you think there was still a chance that it wouldn't?
There were times over the last few years that we felt like our hope was very low. There was always that small hope that it would happen, but with all the twists and turns and cover-ups, there were times that it just felt like that it seemed almost impossible, but we always kind of held on to that hope, and to actually see it happen, it was just incredible.
What exactly was the court's ruling?
The court's ruling was that Malka Leifer will be extradited to Australia, taking away the whole mental fitness argument that they've had for so many years. It's actually quite a simple extradition process. Malka Leifer, you know, Australia has asked that Malka Leifer come back to face the 74 charges, and that's pretty much what the extradition was about.
Is she still living in the West Bank or is she in jail?
She's in jail. She has been in jail since 2018.
Now, Malka Leifer can still appeal this decision in the Supreme Court.
Yes, and we expect that to happen. We expect that the Supreme Court will hopefully hear it pretty quickly, and we could see Malka Leifer back here in Australia by the end of this year, early next year.
What are the grounds for the appeal?
Well, her lawyers have been talking about several different reasons that they will be appealing, something about political interference, which just seems ludicrous. They're talking about consent, and there were a couple of other reasons that they were saying that they thought that they might be successful at an appeal. We actually have faith in the Supreme Court that they will uphold the district court's decision.
Do you have faith in the Israeli Minister of Justice who's got to sign off on the extradition?
Well, he actually tweeted last night that he intends to do so.
Well, that's good. Now, there have been more than 70 court hearings related to this case, and you fought for 6 years, as you said, to get Malka Leifer extradited. So what's your time frame, realistically, do you think, of her facing court in Victoria?
Well, we spoke to the OPP last week, and they said that once she's back here, she'll face the same court system that every other criminal in Victoria faces. And we know that because of COVID-19, the courts are backlogged, but we're hoping that we could face a trial in Australia within 6 to 12 months of her returning here.
I've often wondered, I've heard you interviewed more than once, and you know, you had an Orthodox Jewish education Jewish day schools are very strong on, the Jewish state and Jewish history and so on. Has it changed your views about Israel? I mean, you've seen extraordinary examples of corruption in this case.
Well, actually, the community that we grew up in, the ultra-Orthodox community, is not so pro-Israel as the wider Jewish community. So we actually didn't grow up with that very strong Zionistic identity. But it's hard to say because I lived in Israel for a little while and I grew to love the country. But this going there and again for these court hearings, it has changed my perception of Israel. My sister is buried there. So except for that, I can't see a reason that I would return to Israel again after this is over and done with.
Are Israeli authorities embarrassed or conscious of this, sort of, that it's just not good for the nation?
There have been trying. There have been so many that have been trying so hard, and they have been pushing, for this to happen for so long. So we've had a wonderful relationship with the prosecution team and the Ministry of Justice, and you know, they speak to us after every single hearing and update us and tell us what's, you know, what's going to happen, what could happen. And we've really developed a strong relationship with them. And we're grateful that, you know, that we have that relationship with them. But they've been, they were just as excited as we were last night.
Well, strength to your arm. Thanks for joining us, Dassie.
Thank you.
Dassie Ehrlich is one of the alleged victims of Marco Leifer, who's facing 74 charges of child sexual abuse in Victoria.